I'm going to have to read because I just get nervous very easily, so I apologize. But the question for me was, what does service in Al-Anon mean to me? When I began in Al-Anon, service meant responsibility for my role in the group and to everybody else. When positions in my home group were vacated, I raised my hand. I have held all the positions of literature, treasurer, group representative, and finally secretary, since talking before COVID was a lot scarier, even if it just meant to read a script. But at the beginning, I played out my belief that I needed to work for my place in Al-Anon. However, in working and working the steps with my sponsor, she talked about how Al-Anon was a program for me. For a long time, this was an idea I didn't understand. I signed a couple of lists passed around by Al-Anon friends, and in this way, I participated in 4 days in Al-Anon. On one of those days, I volunteered to be assistant to the kitchen coordinator. I find myself at the end of the meeting cleaning up the kitchen all by myself. Mistakenly, I hadn't signed up anyone to help me at the end of the day. Embarrassed, I did, however, speak up and went to the chairman and asked for his assistance. He made the announcement, and 3 volunteers appeared at the kitchen door, one asking, "I heard you needed help." Together, we cleared and cleaned the kitchen, and we 4 made it all the way back to hear the talk of the visiting speaker and to leave with everybody else. In place of my memories of blame and shame, I experienced the community and unity that I always have found in Al-Anon. When I kept filling service petitions, personal growth came along with volunteering. I was trusted that I would bring my best to the job when maybe at first, even I thought, I'm not sure if I can do this. I stood for the role of assistant to the literature depot coordinator at the district level. At first, my doubts appeared. How could she trust that I would not make the most awful mistake in the history of Al-Anon? My year of service passed, and the literature depot is still running. However, I left that position knowing I was valued for who I was as a person, and that, like in life, it was in the doing where I learned to value myself. Service has always offered me choices to be different. I am a quiet person who is always volunteering to help, but not lead. Neither my sponsor nor anyone else pushed me into another role. However, after a conversation with my higher power, I volunteered to be the registrar for a Northern California area-wide event, hosting close to 400 attendees. First thought, I was not big enough for this. But there always was someone to help me with kind words, supportive knowledge, but especially extra hands. I had just finished as registrar for a half-day workshop. There, I had learned to believe in my own decision-making. I trusted that I'd work to the best of my ability, and these attendees would be enrolled, and they would get all their lunches. Because of this service opportunity, I learned I was enough, just as I am where I stood. And because of Al-Anon members' encouragement and faith, I keep coming back. So why do I keep on raising my hand for service? Somewhere during the years I have been in Al-Anon, I realized that I am no longer alone on this journey of living. The me has become a we. Through the use of the tools of Al-Anon and the members who share the humanity and courage in these rooms and in their daily lives, I am a bigger person because of you all. Service is my thank you to you. Service is my guarantee that Al-Anon will continue to be there for others who need a place to be listened to and to be heard, like you have listened to me. Thank you for your time.